From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A seven-hour standoff ended when a woman blew herself up and a suspected jihadist was killed during a huge police assault in Paris Wednesday, targeting the suspected mastermind, Abdelhamid Aboud, of last week's attacks in the capital. Gunfire explosions rocked the Saint-Denis area near the Stade de France Stadium before dawn. Authorities arrested seven people in the operation. The Paris prosecutor said it was too early to say if Abdelhamid was among those arrested or killed. Meanwhile, this Parisian resident, Maria Joubert, says it's hard to come to terms with what's happening in the country. She says, I think of this as madness that drives these jihadists, notably this woman who blew herself up. I'm completely in shock with my emotions and have trouble distancing myself from what's happening. This latest comes as Sweden's security police raised its terrorist threat assessment Wednesday from 4 to 5 following the attacks in France. One of the reasons for the increase, according to security police, is that they have received concrete information that they need to act within the framework of counterterrorism operations. The level 4 means that there is a high probability that persons have the intent and ability to carry out an attack. The United Nations says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will not be traveling to North Korea next week, despite media reports saying otherwise. In a statement Wednesday, a UN spokesman said the UN chief will be in New York for most of the week before heading to Malta for the Commonwealth Summit. From there, Mr. Ban travels to Paris to attend the Global Climate Change Talks. VOA News.